Welcome to the Encourage Podcast.
We are all different ages, in different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches. But our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's article is written by Jordan Sears and is titled, Create Summer Camp Memories That Will Last a Lifetime. Christmas Morning, 2002. The biblical Christmas story has been read. Breakfast has been eaten. Presents have been opened. Then, four little pajama-clad children are handed an envelope that sends them on a scavenger hunt that ends with an invitation to the inaugural summer camp, Camp Kanakamova. Camp Kanakamova was the brainchild of my grandparents, Mimi and Pop, as a way to spend a week with their four grandchildren each year. At the time of the first camp, we ranged in age from 5 to 9 years old. I'm not exactly sure if our parents were in on the original plan or if it was completely my grandparents' doing, but our parents were thrilled to surprise us. We showed up to Mimi and Pop's house with our bags packed, full of excitement and a little bit of apprehension about being away from home. "Welcome to Camp Kanakamova," they sang in excitement when we walked in the door. And just like that, we were off. Mimi and Pop had thought of everything. We were each given a custom-made shirt for each day we were there. Our names were embroidered on the shirts along with a little emblem that represented what we would be doing that day. For us, this was the coolest thing ever. And for our grandparents, it was a way they could keep track of us in case we wandered away from the group. Mail arrived every morning with breakfast, letters from our parents that were full of encouragement and I love yous, then our snack bags, packed lovingly by our moms before we left home, were handed out and off we went. Mimi and Pop have always been the strongest pillars of faith and an example to our entire family, so it only made sense that they prioritized our faith at camp. We had Bible time each day when we listened to a short devotion and prayed together. We all memorized a camp verse together and learned a cute camp theme song. Each day was full of activities, and we were tasked with documenting our experiences. Mimi and Pop gave us disposable cameras and little scrapbooks. We spent hours at the dining room table with glitter glue, markers, and tape, making our scrapbooks something to behold. And Pop spent hours at the Walgreens photo counter getting our cameras developed and purchasing new ones because we went through them like candy. The first summer, we went to a Native American history museum, the Pink Palace Mansion, the Children's Museum of Memphis, and watched a Memphis Redbirds baseball game. Nothing that we did was totally crazy or expensive. We didn't even spend the night in a hotel. We just went to places within an hour of our grandparents' house and had the best week of our lives. At the end of the week, our parents were invited to the Camp Kanakamova closing ceremony, an honor as important as it sounds. We recited the camp memory verse, gave a rousing rendition of the camp theme song, shared our scrapbooks, and put on a little talent show that garnered roars of applause. And then it was time to pack up and head home so Mimi and Pop could sleep for the next week and a half. As we grew up, scheduling a summer week together became more and more difficult. The boys started playing sports that kept them very busy, so camp turned into a weekend instead of a full week. When we got to junior high and high school, camp slowly stopped altogether. But what didn't stop was the reminiscing. Every time my cousins and I are together, we laugh about the time my cousin and I got stuck on a roller coaster at an amusement park, or when I discovered a random stranger had taken some selfies using my camera at the Children's Museum. I put them in my scrapbook for the memories. Today, the eldest camper is almost 30. We are all married, and there are two babies on the way. We're trying to talk Mimi and Pop into hosting a Camp Kanakamova weekend to relive the magic of that first summer with our spouses. Creating your own version of summer camp will instill a lasting legacy of faith within your family. Don't wait for the perfect time or until you have the perfect itinerary. Here are three tips to help you kick off your camp. Number one, keep it simple. One of our favorite camp days was when my grandparents took us to the recycling plant with bags and bags of aluminum cans. We got to watch the giant machines crush the cans, and then we split the money and went on a Dollar Tree shopping spree. We couldn't have received more than $8 each, but we thought it was the coolest thing. I remember I bought a set of fake piercings so I could pretend I had a nose and eyebrow ring. Sorry, Mimi and Pop. Our scrapbooking supplies were simple sketchbooks, sticker sheets, glitter, and markers. We used our disposable cameras to document the days, and that was it. There wasn't anything fancy about it, but we will cherish those books forever. Number two, focus on the lessons. Each year, our camp was centered around a theme that bled into everything we did. The activities, the Bible study, the memory verse, and the lessons. Our second year, we had etiquette lessons along with our daily Bible time. You might be thinking that teaching etiquette to four elementary-aged kids is a daunting task, and you'd be right. But you better believe that we all remember how to set a table and what side of a lady the gentleman is supposed to walk on because of those lessons. One summer, when we were a little bit older, we got matching aprons with our names on them, and the focus was to teach us cooking skills. We baked a cake together called a scripture cake. I'm not sure where Pop found that recipe, but it may have been the worst thing any of us had ever eaten. We sure got some laughs from it, though. Number three, keep faith at the center. No matter how many activities we had planned throughout the day, Bible time was always first on the agenda. In later years, we sometimes traveled a few hours away and spent the week in a different town. But there was no question that you would find us in a church on Sunday morning. One year, the six of us walked into a little country church and the attendance doubled to 12 people. We once attended church in what used to be a dinner theater in Branson, and there were sinks at the end of each row. Us grandkids are all introverts, but Mimi and Pop encouraged us to attend Sunday school with a classroom full of strangers, and we are all better for it. They showed us over and over where God was and still is on their list of priorities. He was always at the top. We are all grown up now, but we will never stop remembering our sweet summers at Camp Kanakamova. Whether these stories inspired you to start your own camp or something else, don't let another summer go by without instilling the legacy of faith and family in your children and grandchildren. They will always remember the sweet times and cherish the lessons you pass on to them. Did you know Dayspring has a magazine? It's true, and the brand new summer issue of Everyday Faith just hit newsstands. From cover to cover, you will find stories and articles to inspire hope, prompt reflection, and encourage you for the upcoming months. There are beautiful tear-out prayers to share cards, scannable QR codes for bonus goodies, and exclusive summer planning calendars tucked inside. You care about your faith. That's why you're here today. And Everyday Faith magazine will help you know and share God's love in fresh, true, and inspiring ways. Pick up your copy wherever magazines are sold and at dayspring.com. Today's article is just one of many featured in Everyday Faith magazine, which, by the way, is perfect for reading on your lunch break, taking to vacation, or gifting to a friend. And to help you do just that, we're giving away 5 sets of magazines, one for each winner and one for a friend. Head over to today's article for a chance to win. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Imagine being part of a faith-based company where you can create your own schedule, share beautiful, inspirational products, earn unlimited income, and belong to a sisterhood of women like you. Meet Mary and Martha, where women build women up in faith and business. To learn more, visit maryandmartha.com. The Encourage podcast is narrated by Rachel Marie Kong and brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.